You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Monday morning. It is time to check in with a good friend, Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Good morning, Andrew, to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you. Blessed Monday to you.
Yeah, aren't they great? Always coming the day after worship. And those maybe some have worshiped on Saturday or Saturday evening. Or when I was up in Michigan, we had a Thursday evening worship service. Especially during the winter, so all of the snowmobilers and hunters, et cetera, could go up north, you know, and have the weekend. So it seems to me we still tend to develop sometimes worship services around the masses so that they can do their thing, but God will always do His thing, you know. So that's kind of it. So anyway.
Well, very good. Well, what topic do you have for us
this
week?
Oh, here we go. Okay. Well, I'm going to... This one we've talked a bit about, but I'm in the preparation, still in the research mode of dealing, of helping out, writing a chapter in a book on bioethical issues from a professor at Fort Wayne. And so he gave me the topic of transgenderism. He heard me give a chat on this at the Taboo Conference at St. Louis University. Mm-hmm. And so I want to sort of share some of the stuff I've been learning and hopefully putting the best construction on this, because some people may say I'm grinding my axe and that I'm just out to get those people who are struggling over their human existence. I prefer that over against sexuality. But we are sexual beings. But our human existence as a body and a soul is what we need to talk about. And so I have just finished reading one book on Rene Richards, who was, as some of the older members will, listeners will know, was a professional tennis player that changed himself into herself through a complete 100% sex reassignment surgery. And this occurred back in the late 60s, and when he was a tennis player and a very good tennis player, making a lot of money, and then she eventually was approved by the pros. And then worked and now is retired in her late 70s. And so I read her latest book, Rene Richards, how she went through her surgery to learn about this kind of stuff. And then also to learn that she, is struggling with the whole issue of some of the male problems that are still existing in her aging over against some of the quote-unquote woman problems. So people have to understand that if an individual goes through, like Bruce Jenner has here recently, sex reassignment surgery, although his was only a waist above with a lot of hormone shots, they still remain genetically, biologically, and certainly within the context of God's purview and His Word, a male body and soul. Now, they only look at this as just simply, well, no, I'm a woman now. Well, yeah, they look like a woman, and they may have certain characteristics, external characteristics like a woman, but they are basically have been womanized and now still are genetically have the XY chromosome if they are a male to a female. And a female to a male, they still remain XX. And most transgender surgeries, partial or complete, are from male to female. And only about 25% of all complete surgeries are complete male to female surgeries in the United States and throughout the world.
Wow.
So what I just want to bring up here is I'm just about finished reading this book by Christine Jorgensen. And once again, the older listeners here will remember Christine Jorgensen because he was George Jorgensen, Swedish, and baptized Lutheran and then joined the Presbyterian Church later in his life and went through three sex reassignment surgeries complete back in the very early 50s and then made it public. Somehow it all kind of leaked out, of course it would, that here we have the first GI. This is what was so impressive about this. He was the first GI to become a female person. And so this whole book goes through this, and she documents everything that she went through. And she basically blames this on hormones, that God didn't put her together right, and that it's all about hormones. And so to correct that, the only way to do it is to become what was hidden inside of her, and that was a woman. But once again, even though this individual has struggled with her human existence identity as a male, in God's word, she would still be a male body and soul. So I just want to share what on this is on page 83, and this is what she says about God when she's asked about this by an individual, actually the doctor who is may be doing the surgery in about 3 or 4 years. She says, and I'm going to quote her, the question is, what about God? Tell me what you think about God, George. This is the doctor. Well, I believe in God, of course. I told him, without faith, I'd have stopped existing long ago. But I don't believe God would want me to go on being unhappy, unable to present the best part of myself to the world, when there is the possibility of developing into a whole person. Even my simple hormone experiments have indicated that improvement is possible to some degree. I'm going to skip a paragraph here. But God gave you the outward semblance of a man, the doctor says. How can you presume to go against his law and reverse this? She says, well, God gives us many chances in this world, and I don't believe they're confined to a choice between good and evil or what people think is right or wrong. Anyway, I believe my choice now is right because of a change in possible. I will be given a chance to lead a life of greater meaning and dignity, and I think God will probably approve of that.
Probably.
Probably. Well, there's several things in here, of course, is that, first of all, God is the cop-out. He's the one that we blame. That's one thing. And God gives me lots of chances to do different things. So now we're getting into the whole topic of freedom of the will, of course. Mm-hmm. And then we get into this whole issue of choice. In the Hebrew language, Bahar, B-A-H-A-R, Hebrew, choice is a covenant term. God is the subject, not man. And of course, in this context, George Jorgensen is the subject. I will decide what I want to do with my body. I will give, you know, I will be given a chance to lead a life of greater meaning. Right now, she doesn't see any meaning in her life, even though she says she believes and has faith in God. I'm thinking, wait a minute here. God gives us a lot of meaning. Okay.
And there's no, well, if we place the blame on God for something that is broken or something that is not right within us, we disregard all of Genesis, at least the fall into sin. We disregard that and our responsibility for sin, whether it's ours, whether it's our actual sin or our inherited sin, you know, the original sin that we carry around in us. It's sin from the human race, from human nature.
That's correct. And I know here on His Times, we and other of your persons that you've chatted with here, and certainly your listeners know that if one disregards, doesn't believe that original sin occurred, then why do you have to have Jesus? You don't need him because, mm-hmm. Well, there's really no sin and everything. These actual sins are not really actual. They're mistakes.
Unless you do something really drastic.
Well, yeah, but even then, that's because, now here's the, they say, well, we're all just human beings. Well, I'm glad they figured that one out. And I sense that when people say, well, you know, we're just human beings, that they're talking about the fallenness of man, but they don't understand it. So I really do agree with you that we have to go back to the basics. This is what you teach here at His Time and throughout KFUO. And I know at both seminaries in Fort Wayne and St. Louis that we do the same thing. We're always back to the basics. And with this whole issue of transgenderism, which means an ideology, a way of life that has no laws to govern anything that an individual does, especially with the issue of Bruce Jenner. And then to read these autobiographies of Renee Richards and Christine Jorgensen and what they go through, it certainly opens my eyes to the fact that there has to be an issue of here that we need to talk about, and that is identity. Mm. See, now we know that there is no longer identity gender disorder. It's been gender dysphoria has been changed by the American Psychiatric Association, so that these are the kinds of things that people tend to water down and say, well, look, they're struggling with this, they can't deal with it, so let's just change them. Now, has the change brought about a psycho-emotional difference that they're very easy to deal with? Now, I'm not a shrink, but what I'm starting to read is that there are still struggles, see, with identity, but yeah, well, you know, Christine Jorgensen felt better, feels better, but now she's having issues. She had issues with the male side that some things can't be changed because she still is a male, but dressed in woman's clothes. That's not a transvestite. I mean, she is now a woman outwardly. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Bruce Jenner for the most part. And so I think it behooves us to deal with this from the standpoint. I just want to, something that has been written some time ago, this gets into, and this is from another paper here, what's called neo-Gnostic. I'm not trying to get super complex here, but this deals with the sexual identity of a person is distinct from the sexual identity of a body and a soul that we talk about in terms of what God has given to us. So understood to be essentially, it's a spirit, it's a soul, it's a consciousness, and it's all imprisoned. That's neo-Gnostic stuff. So the sexual identity of the body may be ignored, may be denied. It's altered to conform to the individual's higher understanding, and this is what we find here with transgenderism. I have a higher understanding of myself.
Hmm.
What do you think about that one, Andy?
Speechless.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is something I've been telling people they need to talk about in their schools, public schools. This has happened up in Palatine in District 211. Had a student in my last class who has his friends up there, his teachers, and they say, hey, this is great. They're doing what they want to do. Self-understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and we've had a case of that here in a situation with that here in Missouri as well.
In Hillsboro.
Yeah, Hillsboro.
And there's another case out east about a six-year-old. Hmm. So, and you have the whole issue of I can't remember out in California about the bathroom issue. So,
yeah. Well, we'll talk about it. I think this is something that we could address on faith and family as well.
That sounds good to me
as well. Well, thank you, Dr. Weiss. God's blessings on your week.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.